Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellweed Communications. It was Challenge Cup night at Brayhead Arena. It was the Challenge Cup quarter-final. Second leg, it didn't quite go in the way for Brayhead Clan, as Coventry Blaze stunned the Clan to progress to the semi-finals of the Challenge Cup on penalties after a 4-4 aggregate draw. Clan were 3-1 up from last week's first leg, but lost by the same score on the night, with the English side coming up trumps in the one-on-one situations. Scott Arson's shot from the blue line zipped through the middle to give the home side an early lead on the night, but Coventry hit back a couple of minutes later when Cali Tanaka's low puck into the crease was finished off by James Griffin. The visitors tested Clan for much of the second period, with chances raining in on netminder Kyle Jones, but the defensive unit stayed strong. Jeremy Tendler went close from close range, but Ryan Finnerty's men held firm to maintain the two-goal aggregate cushion after two periods. Coventry were given hope when Ashley Tate worked hard to force the puck over the line, as Clan had to battle to maintain their overall lead. Then Ross Venus's excellent finish put Coventry 3-1 ahead and levelling on aggregate to set up a tense and dramatic finale. Ben Arndt's penalty shot after overtime couldn't separate both teams proved decisive. Neil Trim blowing his effort, confirming the win for the Blaze. We'll get some reaction for you in just a minute. Clan coach Ryan Finnerty joins me now. Ryan, disappointment etched all over your face. That kind of sums up, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty tough to take right now.
What was the most disappointing aspect of the loss tonight?
It's just frustrating. We were flat and we got the start we wanted. We felt if we get a good start and score a goal, which we did, would maybe take the life out of their sails. And if anything, it galvanized them. And you know, I can't credit that team enough. I mean, they're short bodies. They came in, they outworked us. They executed when they had chances, and they worked hard. They worked very hard tonight, and they shut us down. They made life very hard for us, and we, for whatever reason, we just couldn't. We couldn't get anything going, you know. And it was a situation of them being very good and us being very average. And you know, we had power play chances, and we got nobody to blame but ourselves, and myself included. It's a team loss, and it's a tough lesson to learn right now.
Is it fair to say that we'd rather have lost this game tonight than, say, perhaps a league game where 2 points are at stake, given where the Clan is at the top of the league right now?
No, I don't think so, no. I mean, we lost out on the opportunity for a trophy tonight in front of our home crowd, and it's frustrating, you know, and you search for answers, and you're looking within that room, and, you know, it's the wound's pretty fresh still, but the biggest thing right now for us is, I mean, we've come off an 8-game winning streak. And as bad as we were today, we'll be better tomorrow. And sometimes you need a good kick, and to realize maybe you're not as good as what people are telling you. And reality sets in pretty quick, and it's hit us pretty hard tonight.
That can work as a positive, though, can't it? You've lost tonight. You've got the Edinburgh game coming on Saturday. You'd be obviously looking for a quick reaction.
Well, that's the secret, you know. That's the secret here is we. We don't get too low and too high, and you know it's tough not to dig that hole deeper than it is right now. We're ashamed. We're embarrassed right now. That's what we are. We've been embarrassed, but we got embarrassed because we got outworked. You know, and when you don't work, you don't get the bounces. You know, the harder you work, the luckier you are. You know, or the old saying. And tonight when we did create, we just didn't finish, and pucks were rolling, and it wasn't a good night for us. You know, it wasn't a good night, and there's nothing we can do. Nothing we can do right now. Lick our wounds. You can't feel sorry for ourselves. Nobody's feeling sorry for us on the outside. I mean, now we got to get up and man up tomorrow and come to work and realize that we got a lot of work here to do. It isn't just going to happen. And if we think we're just going to throw our sticks in and great things are going to happen for the Brayhead Clan, it's going to be a long road. But the biggest thing right now is we just came off 8 games. And we got to reiterate that we are a good hockey club. And these nights happen. Unfortunately, it was a bad night for it to happen. But we got to make sure that we don't lose our confidence. We don't lose our self-belief within that group and within that dressing room. And I mean, that starts with me. I got to make sure that tomorrow we're focused and we're getting right back up on the top of that mountain here. And like I said, we got a lot of things ahead of us here to play for, and We just got to make sure that we don't let this, you know, if anything, we let it galvanize us, and much like it did Coventry today when they went down by 3 goals and beat us in their own building. It's not easy to do. You got to give them a lot of credit. They're going to move on, and we wish them the best of luck. And right now, we got to focus on what we can control. And right now, I got to get that group back together and believing in one another and moving on.
Just a case of better team winning on the night.
Better team won tonight. Yep. Nope. It was the better team won, and they deserved it. They traveled on the day, and they beat us. They deserve it. And you got to give them credit. You know, it's a team that. They've had their own troubles and obviously personnel change and, you know, but Chuck's done a good job and they deserve it. And, you know, hopefully this can maybe get, you know, kickstart their season here and give them some positives. And, you know, because they got a good group over there, they got a good team. And unfortunately it was at our expense, and try to turn a positive from this massive negative. And that's the hardest part right now, but we got to find a way.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thanks.
I'm now with former Clan D-man, now at Coventry Blaze, Jim Jorgensen. Jim, firstly, welcome back.
Thank you.
Your debut for Coventry, obviously it went really well. You guys are in the semi-finals of the Challenge Cup, but what was it like being back at Brayhead?
Oh, it was nice. It was nice to be back here. It's a comfortable spot for me, you know. for sure. It was, when I saw that on the schedule, I was pretty excited.
How did the move to Coventry come about? You spent last year in France. I think I spoke to you last year when you were out there.
Yeah. Well, I was playing in the ECHL, and I wasn't, getting a lot of playing times, and I've been trying to come back to the UK for, you know, since last summer, so as soon as the opportunity popped up, I just jumped on it.
So how does it feel to get one over your former coach, Ryan Finnerty? Of course, you worked together at Sheffield Steelers.
I mean, it's always nice to, win. I mean, it's tough against, former guys. You know, you want them to do well, but, you know, you're there for your team, so...
It's going to be a big challenge at Coventry, obviously they're second bottom of the table as well right now. Going by tonight's performance, I would suggest that's a false position.
Yeah, well, if we keep playing like that, I mean, I feel like we should move up a couple spots anyway. From what they're saying, that's one of their better games of the year. So hopefully we can build off that and, you know, turn the season around.
What do you bring to Coventry Blaze? Obviously you've got a couple more years' experience, you know the league well as well, but as a player, what do you bring to them?
Move the puck up to the forwards pretty well. I got some speed. Wouldn't say I'm a big, big body out there or anything, but I like to, get my stick on the puck and frustrate guys that way.
Now, obviously, you've been an outsider looking in the last couple of years. You were here when Drew Bannister was coach. What have you made of the route the clubs went on in those last couple of years?
Oh, obviously, it's working. I mean, they're top of the table right now,
mm-hmm.
So they're doing something right. I mean, the fan support is obviously a huge part of it. You know, packed barn most every night, so they're loving it.
Big memories from your time here as well.
Yeah, no, it's definitely one of my favorite years for sure. And it was just getting going, but there was a few times we sold out, and it was awesome.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Jim.
Appreciate it.
Jeff Smith, the Clan D man, with me now. Jeff, disappointment tonight.
Absolutely. We came out flat, and we just didn't play the way we could. Everyone in the room, didn't look up, because everyone in the room knew that we blew this game. Like, this was, they didn't beat us, we beat ourselves, and it's disappointing.
Can you put your finger on why that happened tonight? It seemed to be just a collectively flat performance.
Yeah, no, it was, there's no real rhyme or reason for it. It was just a real bad game from everyone, from defense all the way up to the forwards. I thought Jonesy played well. You know, he really kept us in it for the longest time, and so it's just unfortunate that we couldn't help him out tonight.
It must be disappointing when you've worked so hard in the build up to this game, and then you're standing here with me now on the back of that performance as well. I mean,
yeah, Finners put a lot of things in place, and it's helped us, and the reason why we're in first place is because we did everything he's told us. And then tonight was just a huge brain fart, and we just didn't do anything right.
Bounce back abilities, the next important thing. Edinburgh Capitals come here on Saturday. How important is it to get a win against the team who are in bad form right now?
Absolutely. We got to get back to the winning ways and do things right. Obviously, these next couple of days of practice and stuff like that, we'll work on things we need to do, and we'll bounce back. The room's too good not to. We have a lot of great guys and a lot of leadership, a lot of smart players, so they know how to bounce back, and they know how to get back on the winning form.
met your old pal Jeremy Tendler there as well. Must be nice catching up with him.
Yeah, no, it's real good to see him again. You know, he has a new addition to the family here, so it was good to talk to him about how he's being a dad and everything else. So it's really nice to catch up.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
All right, thank you.